girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there.
We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the hills that we climbed were just seasons at a time.
听众朋友大家好，欢迎大家再次光临广播学口语。球和苍蝇也会成为我们今天的话题吗？别诧异了，让我们一起来看一看就明白了。 Be on the ball 是我们要学习的第一个短语。我们都看过杂技演员，他们能在滚动的光滑的球上，还能如履平地一般行动自由，真是很精彩。而我们说某人 on the ball， 可不是说他在玩杂技，而是对新的思想动向敏感熟悉。比如 Andy 虽然刚刚进入公司，可熟悉了环境之后，马上把工作做得有声有色，惹得同事们都对他另眼相看。 Although he's a green hand, he's really on the ball.虽然他是一个新手，但是很内行。好孩子都是夸出来的，这个道理老板自然明白。于是 Andy 得到了一大笔奖金，并且在全公司职员的表彰大会上，老板说了这样一句话： You have done good job, guy. You are on the ball. I expect your greater progress. 小伙子，你做得非常棒，你很在行，我希望你能够有更大的进步。受到了老板鼓舞， Andy 自然心里就甭提有多美了。既然 on the ball 是指在行的意思，那么 drop the ball 又是什么意思呢？一个杂技演员要是从球上面掉下来，那么他的演出不是完了吗？所以 drop the ball 引申一下就是失职的意思。这种坏事情当然不能发生在 Andy 身上了，可是 Andy 却也难逃此劫。 His friend was fired for dropping the ball. He was so gloomy that he asked Andy to have a drink with him. 朋友因为失职而失去了工作，心情很不好，于是邀请 Andy 一起去喝一杯。 Andy 当然很同情朋友，他说 OK, I won't drop the ball to be a good listener. 好呀，让我当一个好的听众吧。好了，让我们一起来回顾一下今天学习的两个句子。第一句 ,He is really on the ball, 他很内行。第二句 ,He was fired for dropping the ball, 他因为失职而被辞退了。好了，今天的节目就到此结束。Let's call it a day, see you next time.
Pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there.
We had joy, we had